It's time for the Two Old Men, a morning show, and sometimes a dog podcast. And now, here's our hosts, Jeff, John, and Charlie.
Greg Beck, we got the Veterans Day Parade coming up November 9th.
Right.
That's a week from this Saturday.
And we want some folks to participate.
Yeah, both. Right. You need the entrance and spectators, obviously. But both up, you're encouraging everybody.
Everybody.
Kind of, you know, businesses, civic groups, churches, schools, whatever.
Individuals, you know. We've got two individuals that are driving old cars.
All right.
Okay.
Have y'all ever seen parades back in the 50s?
Have I seen parades back in the 50s?
Pictures of them. I know that's probably
I've seen some. Yeah, I've seen some of those old.
There's snow on the mountain.
I know what he's talking
about.
We'd
like to have something like that.
Yeah, the but huge turn.
Of course, one thing back in, Red River had troops out there, and they put them troops in.
So true.
That's right. And,
now we got three troops.
There was a bigger sense of true patriotism
in
the 50s and 60s.
But, I mean, we still...
Up into the 60s.
Yeah. People still love their veterans.
Absolutely.
Whether they be current servers in the military or past. Right. And this is for all. So I think the key is just get out and support the veterans. It's a beautiful parade. And you said
we've got the bands.
Yeah, the bands.
Four bands. So, one more if, you know, these local bands, Genoa.
Yeah.
I went to Genoa. I'm kind of pushing them. But
Yeah.
You know. Well, and that's just the thing. A lot of the smaller communities, they don't have Veterans Day events.
Right.
So they should be available. Well, I guess unless they're out of town. Friday
football
night.
Games or something other. I can see where that throw them off.
Yeah. But we do know that the four Texarkana high school bands are going to be there,
and I
imagine their cheerleaders and whatnot will be along too.
Right.
You think?
I hope so.
But here's the challenge to every person.
Everybody.
Think about it. If your club, your organization, your business, your church, you. Wanting to march for a veteran that's maybe gone, maybe an active duty member of your family serving now, you want to march for them, come be in the parade.
Right.
If you can't be in the parade and you just want to show your support, come on down and see what we got. Yeah, a lot of people put a great deal of effort into their floats and whatnot. The VFWs and the American Legion and everybody involved. So
lots of American flags. Kids love to wave American flags,
and I love seeing it.
Yeah, yes, sir.
Yeah, come down, wave your American flags. But this is November 9th. How can they get a hold of you, Greg?
They can call me at 903-556-1613 or email me at usmcgreg@aol.com. Old school style.
That's right.
And once again, we want to make this clear that he's. This is open to anybody that wants to be in the parade to show their patriotism and their thanks for veterans, whether you be a group or a person. You can put something on the side, Veterans Day sign on the side of your vehicle. We just want to show the support for our military. If you can come down to watch Santa Claus, you can come down to support the veteran.
Right? That's right. And I'm Jeff Ford, Becky, I want y'all to know the Jeep Club ought to be in it.
The Jeep Club's going to be in it.
Good.
See how effective we are?
Yeah.
This is why everybody should advertise with two old men and a dog, because we just say it.
He said it happens. Isn't that amazing?
Like that. That's results,
boy,
baby.
Boy, I tell you.
who else is going to be, do we know, going to be in there?
Corvette Club's going to be
all
in
right.
it. Of course, all of the military organizations. Now my mind's went blank. Like I say, we have a few individuals that are driving cars and in honor of their loved ones that was a veteran that's passed.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Usually Boy Scout troops, Girl Scout troops.
Mm-hmm. We heard from the ROTC over at Arkansas High.
They're probably going to lead it off.
Yeah. They're a good group over
Civil
there.
Civil Air Patrol, I think that I saw it. Weren't they in there last year?
They always present.
Yeah, a number of times.
They always present the colors at the
at the head of the parade.
Games, at the football games on Friday night.
Oh, do they?
Oh, yeah. Every Friday night, the ROTC,
good ROTC program.
They do.
Presents
they
the colors right before the national anthem is played every time.
The kids in Civil Air Patrol. I mean, we want a big turnout. I just want it to get bigger and better. And that's the thing. When I was doing the museum board of directors thing and we were going through old photos, they had a ton of these photos.
Yep.
And it wasn't just Veterans Day parades, though.
No.
There were all sorts of patriotic events that the crowds poured into downtown for. Mm-hmm. So on 103.9, 98.5, The Pig, Greg Beck in here with us, president of our Vietnam Veterans Association. It's chapter 278.
Right.
You've been president over there. How long you been? A long time. What's it?
About 33 years.
33 years. They ain't voted him out yet.
Well, because he's a good president.
The pay's good.
Call Greg. What's your phone number, Greg?
903-556-1613.
What time of the year is your, you do a chili cook-off, don't you?
We just got that lined up with the college. That'd be February 14th, all Valentine's
right.
Day.
All right.
Heat your heart, heat your stomach.
There you go.
JW has turned out to be the local celebrity judge.
Okay.
I'll
put you down for a judge.
There you go. I'm in.
You're in another chili competition, JW.
That's great. I'll taste it.
That's great. If y'all get something like guacamole dip competition, I'm in.
That'd be you, yeah.
That'd be you.
Yeah. I'm on the mild side.
Okay.
USMC Greg, United States Marine Corps Greg, USMC Greg at AOL.com. Any and all information about the Veterans Day Parade coming up November 9th, downtown Texarkana. Get on board with it. You've got some other events coming up, though, November 14th.
November 14th, the Texarkana Chamber of Commerce is having a Veterans Luncheon. Open to all veterans, free, but you need to pre-register.
All right, so pre-register. Greg's number is 903-556-1613.
That's going to be at the Eagle Hall at A&M, right?
Right.
Okay.
Or USMC Greg at AOL.com. But yeah, pre-register for that November 14th, free luncheon from the Texarkana Chamber, Eagle Hall at Texas A&M.
So all veterans ought to do that. Take advantage of that.
Man, let us know how it's going as far as folks getting signed up to be in the parade and how we can help, what we can do. I mean, if we need to walk in it or what have you, we'll be there too.
You got a van, don't you?
Well, we have a van, but I was hoping to get JW to walk a little bit.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my word.
That's a long walk.
Yeah, bro. That's a long walk.
Keep him ambulatory.
We used to walk it.
You know how it is when we get old?
Yeah.
You know how it is? Look here, man. I woke up. We've got a thing on me. I don't even know.
What is wrong with you?
I don't know. I think I got syphilis. No, I mean not a rash.
That's rash. What I meant.
All right, Greg, thanks for being here, buddy. We appreciate you.
This podcast brought to you by Two Old Men and a Morning Show and sometimes a dog, coffee. Coffee with a purpose. Join us next time for another exciting podcast from Two Old Men, a Morning Show, and sometimes a dog.